Welcome to the All Souls Episcopal Parish in Berkeley's Sermon Podcast. Today is the seventh Sunday after Epiphany, and we hear from the Reverend Phil Brochard. He preaches from Luke chapter 6, verses 17 to 26. As always, you can find more information or sermons at allsoulsparish.org.
Ago when I was a young man trying to find my way into the world, this was well over 2 decades ago, we'll go with that. I had graduated from that university a few blocks south of where we are right now, and I was hoping that a job in the broadcasting field would quench my thirst for teaching and for communication and hopefully for change in this world. And I had a job offer with a network of radio stations located in Los Angeles. It was called Personal Achievement Radio. Yeah. But that job is a story for another sermon. The sermon today has to do with a conversation I had just a few weeks before I left the Bay to head down south. Just before I was set to drive to Los Angeles, one of the priests at the church where I led the youth program took me aside to offer me some advice. And I remember to this day the dance of the dappled sunlight as she warned me about the place where I was headed. You see, Whitney had lived in LA for some time. At one point, in a previous life, she'd been a screenwriter on shows like Cagney and Lacey. It had offered her some amount of fame and fortune. But that's not really what she wanted to tell me. What she wanted to tell me was this: watch out. Because she had experienced firsthand the intoxicating culture that can suffuse Los Angeles. She knew the tidal pull of wealth and status and celebrity, and how that riptide can slowly but surely pull you further and further out into the deeper waters, far from familiar landmarks, and exhaust you as you try to fight against the current. And if you aren't careful, gradually pull you under. She knew what lay down that path. And so she said, beware. Beware of where you pay your attention. And I don't think I will ever forget the regret and the concern on her face as she shared that with me that day in San Carlos. I may not have always heeded it, but when things took a turn for the worse, I didn't forget the warning that she had offered. Our gospel passage today finds us once again with a radical teaching of Jesus. Radical as in radix, or the root. Getting to the core, the root of things. And to enter into the teaching this morning, I'd actually like to go from the end of it and then back to the beginning, which means we'll start with the woes, which can be uncomfortable, because in this version of the Beatitudes of Jesus, the blessings are followed by the woes. And I'd like to begin here because it can be uncomfortable, which frankly the good news of Jesus often is. But as uncomfortable as it is, I believe we have to hear these woes and that they need some unpacking. And here's the unpacking. I want us to hear them in a different way, not as in woe is me or woe is you, but whoa! Whoa, 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 watch out. As in, there is danger right in front of you. Watch your step. The Greek here is actually the opposite of do not be afraid. But the woe here is about warning. It's not cursing. This is not cursed are you who are rich or full or powerful. No, it's a warning to those of us who would follow the Christ and who are in danger of being too well fed or too comfortable. It is not the declaration of a status, like a you are this, but instead it is a clarion call to pay attention. Beware of what you think you're due, or what your wealth or your station have earned you. Beware if the right people are paying attention to you, or if you find yourself consistently seeking your own comfort and ease. Beware. Because when we surround ourselves with everything we need, we become trapped, unable or unwilling to see the people around us. And much like that priest warned me, if we are not careful where or with whom we pay our attention, it is very, very easy to become lost and find ourselves in the wilderness of our own hearts. So then, Jesus, where should we be paying our attention? Well, here's one place that I don't know I ever thought that I would say, but here goes. The Super Bowl. Before you look for your nearest pitchfork or torch, I will be more specific. The Super Bowl halftime show, which is only incidentally related to the game. Now, if you didn't catch the halftime show this past year, it was all hip-hop and rap and R&B performers. And one reason for this was because this year's game was played in Inglewood in Southern California, about a football's throw from Compton, the city and the area that produced some of the most essential chroniclers of life in Black America from the 1980s until today. And so for this very particular and very public moment in American life, this time where our collective attention was most paid, we heard this show. And now, I knew all the music. It formed the soundtrack of much of my young adulthood, but the meaning of the halftime show really hit home for me the next day when I was shopping at Costco. And I overheard a young Latina woman ask her friend, a young Black man, if he'd watched the halftime show. And his response was kind of reverent. It was almost awestruck. I got chills watching it, to be honest, he said. And as I listened to more and more of their conversation, it was clear to me that in that halftime show, he had been seen. That one, on one of the most visible stages in American culture, he and people like him had been recognized, had been held up high for who they are, for their pain, for their persistence, and for their power. It was respect. So this time, as we hear the Beatitudes, I want us to listen for respect, because the Greek translated here as blessed really has nothing to do with happiness. It has to do with respect, as in, respectable are the poor. Respectable are the hungry. Respectable are those who weep or are hated or are excluded. That is where our respect should be. Once again, Jesus is trying to reframe our attention, and in ways that were just as counter to that culture as they are in ours. I mean, who do we often respect? Who gets most of our attention? It's the Elon Musks and the Mark Zuckerbergs and the Jeff Bezoses, because we don't often want to see or listen to those without the power that is afforded by the privileges of wealth and race and gender. And this is why Jesus warns us with the woes. Because otherwise, we will miss it entirely. And so he is very clear about who we are to respect, who we are to be near, who should get our attention. And it's the groups that are not often given the stage. Because it's with the poor, with the excluded, with the reviled, with the hungry, with the weeping, with the defamed. This is where the healing of the kingdom of God will be found. And it's what Jesus is all about, especially in this Luke's gospel. It's about healing. Remember, that's how this entire scene begins. It's all in the context of collective healing. People who are hurting and who have been cast aside, they come close to Jesus, as close as they can, so that they can be made whole. And we are told that the healing takes place on the level place. It's on the level place where Jesus looks out at his students after this healing, and he teaches them. He teaches us, respect those who are poor, who are hungry, who are mourning. Give your attention, possibly the only gift that really belongs to you, give your attention to them. Because it's on this level place that everyone gets the respect that we need, but not more than we deserve. And it was and is a whole new way of perceiving our world. And so the question for those disciples, the question for us is, are we ready? Are we ready to have our lives reordered? And are we ready to be uncomfortable? Are we ready to be proximate with those who are suffering or in pain? And I hope and I pray for you and for me that day by day, the answer is yes, Lord, today. Because it's when we pay attention, friends, that our hearts are broken open. And that's where we will find Jesus, on that level place, healing the world.